Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Jen Mills, and I am your host for Barbells and Braids. When I was talking to a female colleague this week, she said, "Jen, why are you naming your podcast Barbells and Braids?" And I said, "Well, it's pretty simple. My podcast is going to be about female athletics, weightlifting, and how fitness can play a big role in your mental, social, and physical health." So, what better way to talk about that than on our podcast dedicated to barbells for weightlifting and braids for females? So for those of you that don't know me, quick little backstory. I am in my 20th year of education. I have been a physical education teacher, and I also teach some health classes for our school district. Teaching physical education has been a huge passion of mine since I was an actual physical education student in high school. I knew in high school that was what I wanted to do. Fitness is my life. Teaching high school students can be very challenging. Teaching high school freshmen in the weight room creates a whole nother level of challenging. A lot of freshman students, whenever they come in, they are very intimidated by the weight room. If you've ever been in a weight room, especially when you were 14, can't you understand why that would look intimidating? There's all these machines. There's all these dumbbells. You're looking at the big plates. You're looking around, not knowing exactly what needs to happen at each spot in the weight room. It's very overwhelming. Add that to the misconception of how if you start weightlifting, you're going to automatically look like the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine. And you can imagine what my first 2 weeks of school are like with my freshmen. Let's rewind a minute and talk about when I was in high school. I was 6 foot tall as a freshman, 14 years old, and I weighed 110 pounds. I was chosen for the varsity volleyball team, and I was so excited. When I walked in that weight room for the first time that summer, I was so scared. My coach kept telling me the same things I tell my athletes. You need to get stronger. You want to be a better athlete? Get in the weight room. You want to be faster? Get in the weight room. You want to jump higher? Get in the weight room. You want to hit the ball harder? Get in the weight room. But at 14, I couldn't understand how the weight room would help me with any of those things when I could just do what I've always done and it be good enough. After my freshman year, I learned that I fell in love with being in the weight room. Not just how I was physically seeing myself actually getting stronger, but I was seeing all of those results my coach talked to me about. It was that moment that I knew this is what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, to get other female students to see that the weight room can be a positive thing. So not only did it help me on the court, but it also helped me in my own personal life. The mental and emotional benefits to weightlifting and being physically active, they were so amazing for me that I couldn't wait to just pass that on to anybody that would listen. I started finding myself using working out as a way to cope with everyday stress. Being a high school student is hard. When you've got so much homework, research papers, you've got ball games and practices, not to mention your social life, when that can happen. So I found myself using exercise as a way to kind of escape. Other friends in my class were finding other ways that were very negative to their body to handle the same stress. So I started noticing little advantages here and there, physically, because all I was trying to do was create a good mental space for myself. So that is kind of how I came about to being a physical education teacher, a fitness nerd, as my kids call me. I always say, if you like something and you absolutely have a passion for it, you might as well get nerdy about it. And we kind of make that a running joke. So they call me a fitness nerd. And it's just like I've said, it's just my passion and has been forever. So in these podcast series coming up, I'm going to talk about not just female athletes, but females in general, and how we can use exercise for the good of our physical health, our mental and emotional health, and our social health. I hope you guys subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes.